everybody. Julie Tandy with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on WTTN 1580 AM as well as 101 FM. Oh, wait. 101 FM, the Shaw on WAUK. But over there in Madison, Luke, you take over. I just got confused. I'm going to go and reset my head.
And I'm broadcasting.
Hold on a second. Let's just do this again.
We're just shuffling around, folks.
That feels good. Get after it.
It feels good. I'm Luke. That's Brian. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I believe we should be good to go on Devil Radio 92.7 FM WTTN 1580 AM.
I'm going to go ahead and verify that.
Yeah, we're gonna work on that. But Brian, man, this is an interesting day. You can never say it's a boring day here around the studios. Brian's holding down the fort at the Shaw, 101 FM WAUK 540 AM. You can join us and share your tangents with us, 844-967-2789. We got just a variety of Wisconsin headlines that we're getting to, as well as just debriefing some of the stories over the weekend. Brian was on a boat. He fell asleep, so he missed his homework. He didn't watch the U.S. Senate, Democratic U.S. Senate primary debate that was last night in Green Bay. But we also talked about the update that's going on with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office. Just contempt for open records law here in the state of Wisconsin. And like I said, if you want to share your tangent, your thoughts on any of the topics that we've already discussed, 844-967-2789.
Well, we already have a caller here calling in from the end of the last segment, and I haven't talked to him in a while. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. How you doing, man? Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Now,
what's up, Gary? It's been a while, Gary.
Yeah, well, I've never talked to Luke, so I don't know.
Gary, that's not true. I've screened your phone calls plenty of times before. Oh. I've been a producer for many of the shows here on the air across the years.
But we've never talked.
We talked on the phone. I screened your phone calls.
I know that, but...
Just not on the air calls.
and we're getting into... Okay, my bad. Go ahead, Gary. What's on your mind today?
All right. I want to know how you guys really feel about Robin Voss. I mean, you guys, you're holding back, aren't you?
Actually, yes, I am. I'm trying to make it as fun as possible for the
FCC requires me to hold back, Gary.
Gary, the guy is more contemptible than anybody else I've ever seen. He's gaveled in and gaveled out of every session he's been asked to go and serve the
people. No, he hasn't even done that. He makes his lackeys do that, Brian. He doesn't have the audacity to go there. No.
I don't remember the last time he's put forward legislation. In fact, he can't even control his own contractor that he decided to put up there. The guy's been going on for over a year now and hasn't produced anything and hasn't even the ability to go and, you know, respond regularly to regular records requests. What part of him is great for you?
Well, they're politicians. They're paid to the lie. And I'm not saying that it's just on the Democratic side. It's on the Republican side.
And you
too.
Call me cynical, Gary?
Well, I'm just telling you how it is. I mean, everybody knows everybody lies. Okay.
Now, no.
Josh Call.
No, that doesn't happen. Okay. Not everybody lies, Gary. You can't.
Right,
by doing
Call,
that, you're playing both sides, buddy.
Hey, Josh Call took an oath of office when he was inaugurated as Attorney General. Okay.
That was right after they took away part of his powers.
Right, yeah, anyway. Right after the way they stripped away the office.
So he went out there, blatantly said that he's not going to charge anybody if they commit an abortion. Okay, you can't pick and choose your law.
Hang on.
Apparently,
Gary,
you guys can.
Gary, but how is he supposed to know which law to enforce? The 1849 law, the 1985 law, the 2010s law that Walker enforced? Walker signed? Because there are multiple abortion laws on the books in the state of Wisconsin, which is why the Attorney General filed a lawsuit in Wisconsin courts for us to figure out which law is actually the law of the land right now, because there's confusion.
Oh, I agree. So then why is
it a problem for the state's attorney general to say that he is not going to enforce a law until he knows what laws are supposed to be enforced?
Well, the main precedent law is the one that's illegal from the 1898 law, whatever.
No, in 1849, the state of Wisconsin passed a law outlawing almost all abortions, nearly all abortions except for to save the life of the mother. But in 1985, 12 years after Roe v. Wade was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973, 1985, Wisconsin passed a law that says abortions are acceptable up until fetal viability. So now there is confusion because there was a law passed 12 years after Roe v. Wade changing the 1849 law. And so for you to automatically assume that the 1849 law is what's... The 1985 law is still on the books.
Okay, but they have to take it off the books then.
The 1985 law is still on the books, Gary. So how is the Attorney General, without legal advice from the state courts, because the U.S. Supreme Court decided to pick up this case, and they did not have to overturn Roe v. Wade. They did political activism from the bench. They picked up a case that they did not need to pick up from the Mississippi Abortion Clinic in Dobbs. They chose to throw out all of the legal precedent for 50 years without any other backing than, oh, we want to do this. We don't believe that Roe v. Wade was proper, and so we're just going to throw it out without any legal basis other than the fact that the five justices that voted to do it knew that they could do it.
All right.
That's not a legal decision. That's politics.
Let's switch gears here on the same subject, Gary. Let's say that abortion is illegal and it should be enforced, and Josh Call wants to go and enforce it. All right, let's just say he's going to go for the law that you like to say, even though we don't know what it is, and it would take Robin Voss to maybe even do anything, even a little bit of his job, to go and make sure that worked out. But anyway, if let's say he wants to enforce it, how would you enforce it, Gary? Do you want the police to carry around pregnancy tests as well as breathalyzers? How do you want this enforced, Gary? Do you want people like you creeping into people's places and seeing if they have an abortion or not? How do you want this enforced, Gary?
I would just say that you can't do it, and if you do an abortion,
how are you going to know, Gary?
Trouble and you will be arrested.
How are people going to know, Gary?
It's on the books.
Oh, it's on the books, but how are people going to know? How do you know if somebody had an abortion, Gary?
You know, they put restraining orders on,
I don't think you have an answer for this, Gary. I just think you chased a car and you bit the end of you got it, and you don't know what to do with it, do you?
It is very difficult, but what I'm saying...
Yeah, it's very difficult. You want it banned, but you have no idea how to enforce it, do you?
It's very difficult. You can't even begin to start to say...
You cry and whine about the law, and you have no idea how to enforce it, do you, Gary?
I would... If I was the Attorney General, and it's on the books, And the representative.
Yeah, we already got that. That's a supposition. It's on the books. How do you enforce it, Gary?
Then I would. You just have to arrest the people if they go out there and start committing.
How do you know? How are they going to be arrested? How are they going to be arrested if nobody knows if they got an abortion or if somebody gave an abortion? How do you know? How do you investigate? Do you have abortion police that go out, Gary?
Somebody have to rat them out.
Do you want like brown shirt abortion police coming after people, Gary?
What if,
is that what you're into?
Gary, what if a woman has a miscarriage? Gary, what if a woman has a miscarriage? Does she have to be criminally held liable for that miscarriage?
Well, of course not if it's a miscarriage.
How do you know the difference? The Washington Post literally,
Gary, do you know
Gary, hang on, but to you, this is a conversation, this is a hypothetical conversation that you're having on the radio right now, Gary, because you cannot begin to say how this is an enforceable ban. But because of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, this week, the Washington Post reported a story where a woman here in Wisconsin, southeastern Wisconsin, had to wait 10 days. She was bleeding for 10 days because she had a miscarriage. And she went to the emergency room to receive care. And the emergency room staff did not remove the remaining fetal tissue because they did not know what legal grounds they could because of the legal chaos right now in the state of Wisconsin. This woman bled for 10 days, was at high risk for severe bleeding and infection until an OBGYN prescribed a medical abortion pill to allow her body to get rid of the remaining fetal tissue that was threatening the woman's life.
Did you think about this when you were cheering on this Roe v. Wade?
Is that what every woman that has a miscarriage that does not go all the way through, that has an ongoing miscarriage, has to experience here in the state of Wisconsin now, Gary?
If the baby died inside the womb, of course you can take the baby out.
Well, who's going to be there to tell them they can or can't, Gary? You? That's the whole point, Gary.
The government should not be in making these decisions, Gary. But healthcare officials right now are so immobilized with not wanting to get lawsuits from the 1849 law that you're demanding is enforced. That's the law that you like. So that's the law that you want to see enforced.
This is the aftermath of cheering for stuff. You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
I do have an idea.
You don't have an idea of how this is enforced. You're saying that the Attorney General needs to enforce the 1849 law, but you cannot begin to tell us how it is enforceable. The Attorney General, you are upset at because he is trying to get legal clarification through a lawsuit in state courts to figure out which Wisconsin law from pre or post Roe v. Wade is the enforceable law in the state, and you don't have an answer for how this woman went 10 days with bleeding at severe risk for high bleeding and infection.
Okay,
you
the baby
don't have
already died.
Okay,
the
so
baby died, and I you should remove the baby. So
Gary, if it was that slam, if it was, if
well, Gary,
you believe that
you
it was that,
given them a call. You should have called up that hospital and told them because you knew the answer.
Exactly,
they did not. The experts that were supposed to be experts in this situation did not have the answer, Gary. But you apparently did. So why don't you call the hospital and tell them how to do their procedures?
Listen. It's impossible to have a conversation, you guys, when both you guys are yelling at me at the same time. You know, it's very difficult. I mean, I love calling you guys up and at least having the discussion, but I don't appreciate being yelled at by two guys and not giving me a chance.
All right, Gary.
If the law is from 1884, or whatever it is.
Gary.
Or, excuse me, 1848.
All right, 1849
law. If it's on the books, then they have to go by that one. It doesn't matter if they come up with a new law. If it's still on the book, they have to get rid of it then.
Gary, can I talk for
one
Gary,
law at a time?
Gary, is it okay if
go
I talk
ahead.
For a second? Okay, I'm going to ask you very nicely and very calmly.
Thank you, Brian.
Let's say the 1849 law is the law of the land, okay? And in this particular situation with the woman with the miscarriage, all right, who is going to go in and tell whether that was a miscarriage or an abortion, and whose expert judgment would you rely on as to whether they should have that procedure or not?
If I was a doctor, I would go in there to save the lady's life. I would take the baby out myself as a pro-life doctor. I wouldn't have any problems because the baby, there's no heartbeat.
Okay, well, that's what we're trying to figure out here, Gary, because there's a couple different laws in the books, and the experts there didn't feel comfortable possibly breaking the law. And on top of that, who's going to report them?
No,
who's going to enforce it?
Ridiculous.
And who's going to go and arrest people? Are you going to go and arrest someone who just had a miscarriage? Or are you going to arrest somebody who might have had an abortion that you might not want to talk about their miscarriage or something like that? My point is, the more you go into it, the more you realize maybe the government shouldn't be involved in these kind of things, and we should just rely on the doctors to do it.
I'm very much pro-life.
Gary.
I'm very much pro-life.
Gary, but see, you're
I didn't really think about what
you're bringing in the pro-life. You're bringing in a pro-life argument about heartbeat, but unfortunately, the 1849 law doesn't even account for your argument because it was around in 1849. All it says is that in exceptions for the mother, you cannot do an abortion, the health of the mother, and so even your different classification of what you would believe was acceptable for the abortion isn't actually allowed in the 1849 law that you're arguing needs to be on the books either. So I understand that you're trying to express some compassion from that stance, but unfortunately, there's still legal chaos and confusion. And if it was such a slam dunk that it's 1849 law is the one that needs to be enforced, then the lawsuit filed by the Attorney General should be over really quick. But I don't think it's that slam dunk. There's not a consensus. We're going to have to figure this out because the U.S. Supreme Court decided to do some huge judicial activism from the bench.
Well, that's the that's what you get when you talk to someone who doesn't understand the difference between the separation of church and state.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. You can give us a call, 844-967-2789. We are back in the saddle. I'm broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Devil Radio 927. Brian's in Waukesha on 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.